This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I ref CYO. I did
it
all.
I'm still doing it, Mully.
I give you a lot of credit.
You ref.
But I got to say, that is a personality defect to want to be a referee.
Right?
I appreciate
right?
Just for the jump.
And to defend him, to come in here every day like it's some sort of, right?
I'm glad you're finally
using it for what it is.
I appreciate your loyalty. I question your judgment.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I think I'm going to borrow that. I appreciate your loyalty. I question your judgment.
Yep. And you're fair to do so, but when you love a sport and you want to be a part of a sport, you've got certain avenues. And for me, as a 4'10" freshman, I made the Casa Grande freshman team, and I was tiny and I stunk. Sophomore year, cut. Went to Marin Catholic, junior year, cut, and I really, really badly wanted to be Chris Mullin. And so you try it, and you work on your game, and you wind up being 5'8", slow, can't jump, can't really do anything well, and then you get to a certain point where you still really want to be a part of the game, and you have a choice at that point. You either coach or you officiate. And for me, at that point, as a 22-year-old, what I realized was I'm much more elite as an official than I was as a coach, and so you go into officiating.
Are you missing the obvious here? When you can't play, you either coach or officiate? Or what is this thing on your head?
Well, and I do that
you
too.
You broadcast.
Right.
Let the love of the officials go and start looking up to people like Kevin Harlan or something.
And I do, but I also think about people like Ed Malloy and Zach Zarba and Detritus Petititis, who refereed the game.
That sounds like a disease.
And it's actually close to his name, but it's not accurate. But I do look at what... And fine, you broadcast, and neither one of us does play-by-play.
That's how I started.
Not for a basketball team.
College.
Right, and I did high school, and that's fun. But when you really want to be a part of the game, when you're an official, you are a part of the game. And some refs are more a part of it than what we would like. But for me,
right.
And even at my pathetic little 4th and 5th grade level, when I officiate a game, I'm in the game. And like, you're part of the game and the back and forth. And I do love that. And you're on the court and you're going up and down and there's exercise and it's fun and it's basketball and every game is different. That's a lot more of a visceral, tangible experience than just broadcasting.
Okay. I'm into it. Yeah. Everybody gets to be in
Everybody is different, and that's why.
Whatever you're into, buddy.
And when it gets colder, these are coming on because Grandy told us earlier, hey, you know what? We're going to be outside. You want to bring layers? And so I looked in my car. I'm like, damn, I don't have a lot of layers. I have a ref shirt, and I got my poncho.
If I knew that's what you were going to bring,
seriously,
I wouldn't have texted you.
Well, then you should have been better about it. That's on you.
It's called jackets. You can get yourself a jacket.
Yeah.
It's a jacket.
whatever.
It's a jacket.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I got a ref shirt and a poncho.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on now.
Hot mess. Anyway, 888-957-9570. We got a lot to get to. I want to play some of this for you. But first, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. What are you doing?
Listening to you guys, that was a phenomenal game last night. It was very intense. It felt like a playoff game. The Warriors played good. But the only thing I was concerned about is Draymond Green turnovers. Oh. That was unnecessary. They were up by 10, and he threw the ball half court, and Jimmy Butler let him know you can't do that. What do you guys think about those? I mean, that game was as was close. I mean, they could have lost that game. The Lakers is no joke. And you can't, those possessions are valuable. And Draymond made some turnovers that was not necessary, given that it was, they were up by 10 points. What do you guys think about that?
I tell you what, I mean, Joe, for me, like, I certainly can't argue that there was some slop as a part of that that meal last night from Draymond Green, some passes that he would love to have back. But there's two things that pop to my mind. First of all, you're not talking about a role player. You're not talking about somebody who was overwhelmed by the moment. You're talking about Draymond Green. And Joe, don't you think whatever mistakes he might have made, ball handling on the offensive end, he made up for it with the defensive plays at the end that basically won the game? Like, when that thing was kind of suddenly slipping away there in that last minute, his pick of Luka Doncic to me was the play of the night.
I totally agree with you 100%. They played a phenomenal game, but I just think that when you in these close games, they could have lost that game. I just think that was unnecessary. They're up by 10. Take some time off the clock. You don't need to rush it. They're not behind. I can see if they're behind, then you're making a desperate play, but that was not necessary. Thanks for taking my call.
The one that really sticks out to me, and I have it up here on the screen for you, Mark, as we look through it, because we talked about the Laker-Bulls game. Remember when the Bulls scored 9 points in 12 seconds or whatever
12
it was?
12 seconds, yes.
Part of that was LeBron James with a very lazy inbound pass. So the Warriors are up 5, 32.2 to go. He inbounds to Steph.
Yeah.
Steph goes back to Draymond, and then Draymond throws a very lazy pass to Jimmy that is stolen. And at that moment, with 31 left, up 5, I had that, Casey Schmidt moment.
Oh, yeah, like, because if the Lakers hit a 3 right there, it's a two-point game. Yes.
And it would be above 24 seconds, so it would be a two-possession game. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, here we go, because LeBron bats it away, and he gets it in the corner. And they kick it out, and Reeves, and wide-open 3, and they miss.
He missed it.
And if they would have made it, now it's a two-point game. So, of all the Draymond turnovers, and he had 5 assists, 5 turnovers, not terrible. And you're right, he played awesome on defense, so you'll forgive it. But it was that last one where
I agree.
You're up 5, and it's like, are we going to be able to hold on
here,
people?
Remember, this is a game where I had told my son with a minute to go, hit him with the night-night.
Nice.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
with it. This thing's cooked. We're up by 10 with a minute to go. This thing's stupid. The Lakers are lame. Let's go to bed.
Yep.
Right? And then next thing you know, someone's pulling up with 30 seconds left for a shot that would cut it to two.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that was very nerve-wracking.
And it was already a bit of a Laker flurry with, like,
Austin
Reeves was like, oh, my God, I'm Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
I'm actually better than this.
There.
And he was 6 of 9 from three.
Look,
he was pods in the first half in the fourth quarter.
They are a good basketball team.
Yep.
This is part of the point that I'm waking up with today, which is that is a really good basketball team. That is a team that, you know, we haven't even brought this up yet. Michael Thompson comes on our show yesterday and goes, they're going to beat the Warriors up. They're going to beat them up. They're more physical. You know, the Warriors are a contender, but the Lakers are kind of more so of a contender. They're at home. They're rested. They're going to physically manhandle them. I wonder what Michael thinks today. Like, that's a good basketball team, and you have to also therefore then give that credit for the way that they approach this thing defensively. And it led to some poor decisions by Draymond Green. It led to some bad passes, but the Warriors had enough plays to survive. So I think I made this comment to you yesterday. When we got to this week and you go end of a trip at Memphis, at LA, then no break, home for Denver and Houston. One thing I personally have no room for this week is getting upset at the way victories came together.
Right.
If you win these games, high five, let's drink.
Yep.
That's it.
Great.
That's it.
Let's drink.
Great. Let's drink.
I'm with you.
Like that, like I get it. There are going to be frustrating moments, bad plays, poor decisions, all of these things. But when you win games like that, that means you're doing so many more good things than bad. I just don't really have too much room to focus on the bad.
I never have room for an apology over a win, because winning in anything, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, sometimes you play a soccer game and the other team has a big mistake and it's an own goal, and then maybe you get a penalty and you get a second goal and you win 2-1, and even though they had possession and they were better than you, you win 2-1, you don't apologize. You don't apologize for wins. And when you take an L at the same time, maybe you play better than the other team and you still lose? Well, that's just one of those things where you played well, you didn't play well enough when you had to, you took the L, you don't get credit for a moral victory. So I don't believe in moral victories, and I also don't believe in apologetic wins as well.
Yep. Dave in the city is next up. Hi, Dave. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm on this traffic on 680 in Sunil. It's terrible, per usual.
Yeah, always is. I mean, you've got slow going. You got construction going south and in the north. If you're not willing to pay for that HOV lane, you're going to be stuck in there for 40 minutes now.
You know, you're not doing that job anymore, right?
I love that job.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to give the traffic update. The
traffic and weather coming up in 5 minutes. But go ahead.
All right. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what I really like about the Warriors right now is how many times since we got Jimmy, we've been able to grind out the win. And learning how to win in close games. That's what's going to be predicated in the playoffs, is being able to win those close games when teams are throwing punches at each other. And to come out on top of the Grizzlies game and you know, last night's game with everything on the line, I mean, that's getting you ready for playoff basketball. So I'm definitely excited for that.
And that's on the road, too, Dave. Like, I mean, I think there's a couple, you know, Dave, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
I really appreciate kind of where you're coming from on this, because let's think about, I think it's very important in moments like this to not forget some things. First of all, the number one stat of all the things that we all talk about to me is that when Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry play together, they're 19-2. 19-2.
Jeez.
I don't care what your schedule is.
That sounds pretty good.
I don't really want to hear from anybody. Yeah, but they only played the Hornets. 19-2.
My goodness.
That is elite NBA basketball. And this sort of snuck up on us in a slow way. Remember when the road trip started? And they lost in Atlanta.
Oh, God.
And then Jimmy's return to Miami, and they lost.
And he was, like, mostly flaccid.
And he was completely non-existent. And everybody had their reasons, and there was reason for concern all of a sudden. And then what happened? There were some who said, look, chill on all of the points that you're making. It's this simple. Steph didn't play. Steph didn't play. So until this is happening, when Steph doesn't play, don't worry about it. Well, what happened in the next four games of the road trip?
He played and they won, Mark.
Steph played and they went 4-0.
Yep.
So there you go. There you go.
Well, they beat two weak sticks, and we all thought, okay, good.
Right.
You're supposed to beat them. And then you went to Memphis, and I think he had a pretty good game.
52.
Yeah, not bad. And then you went to L.A., and he had a quiet 37.
Quiet 37.
Which is weird to say because, and I'm watching the game, and I'm doing everything I'm doing, and, you know, it's bath time, and I'm watching it, and I'm recording it and the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, in the post game, he's being interviewed on TNT, and I'm like, oh, I thought it might have been pods. And then they put up the graphic, and he had 37
points.
And I'm like, he had 37?
We called it gauntlet week. So far, he's averaging 44.5 points per game.
In the gauntlet.
In the gauntlet.
Right.
On the road, at the end of a trip, tired, exhausted, all of those things.
National TV, LeBron, and in the
all
first half, they were kind of like harassing him, and they were Steph stopping him. They made it really hard on him, and thank God that Pods was going bananas because he carried them in the first half.
Well, no, if you can get even just one, or maybe hopefully two of your role players to kind of contribute in that sort of a way, I think this becomes a very difficult team to beat.
Yeah, fair.
A really difficult team to beat, but I think, you know, we get so, involved in each game and each night and each trip and each homestand, sometimes it's hard to remember things like that, which is, hey, step back from the whole road trip. They went 4-2. What did you notice about when they were 0-2? And what did you notice about when they were 4-0? Steph played the wins. He didn't play the losses. If you're a Warrior fan, you got to come out with all kinds of excitement about that fact. Because this team right now is really kind of sending a consistent message. If healthy, almost always win.
Right, when Steph plays. I mean,
if healthy, that covers it.
If he's healthy,
yes,
is the thing.
And Jimmy.
Well,
and Jimmy.
And we talked about this before where the Warriors on the road without Steph Curry in the lineup, they shoot 27% from three, and they don't win. When Steph is playing on the road, they shoot a lot better, and they win a lot more. So it's almost that simple. And, you know, Jimmy's a guy who I know he's got the forearm strain. I would imagine he's going to play tonight because that's what Jimmy does. And
yep,
unless his arm is, like, literally hanging off. So he'll play, and it's a home game. And, yeah, it's a tough one because you're playing a lot of games in a row, and you played last night in L.A., but this is another one where you get up for it. National TV, if I'm not mistaken. You got the Joker in town and a team that's beaten you 9 straight times. I would imagine they're going to get up for this one easily.
I mean, that's basically what Molly just said to us as well, right? I mean, he basically said, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot in the way of fatigue at this point, even though it feels like we're expecting it. So maybe he's right. Now, the other thing that a lot of people pointed to, and it's part of what we've said today, that might have been, I don't want to call it his signature game or this, that, or the other. That was as much fun as I've had watching Jonathan Kuminga play basketball all year long. Because he was smiling, he looked confident, he was playing the way I think the Warriors want him to play. It was clear that he was very focused on defense and rebounding. And then take a listen to what some of the guys had to say about it. So let's take HR 45 from Draymond and had this to say with regard to Jonathan Kuminga last night.
Takes his team to another level. He was so patient, let the game come to him. You know, he got going a little bit getting downhill as soon as he got in there. But I thought the biggest play he made was when he got in the middle of the paint and kicked it out to Moses. That just shows growth. He can take that shot. He can make that shot. And he does often. But to go in there, not take that shot and have the shot, but kick it out for an even better shot and get someone else going, that's what stars do. So it's just good to see that next level of growth from him. And, you know, we need him to continue playing the way he played tonight.
Okay, that's the first one from Draymond on Kuminga. There's another one. Lucas, hit the next one that where Draymond's talking about the defensive side.
Luka, LeBron, everybody he got on. Austin Reeves at times, he was asking for those matchups. It says a lot. You know, we challenged him in private. We challenged him publicly to step up on the defensive end, and he did that. He was great offensively, but he was even better defensively.
There it is. He was great offensively, but he was even better defensively.
Right. He was great at the point of attack. He was great in help defense. And the thing about it for me is he defensive rebounded. He had 7 defensive rebounds. He had 9 in totality. And when you just watched him, and I'm glad you used the word happy, like you were happy watching him play the way he did. He looked happy to be playing the way that he was playing. And, you know, Draymond and Steph and Steve, and I know we're going to play all the sound, but they all were beating the same drum, which is this, Jonathan. This is the Jonathan that if we get this from you, and, you know, Steph is going to do Steph things, and Draymond is going to be such a great contributor, and Jimmy Butler is so solid in so many ways. Fine, pods went bananas. You can't count on that.
Sure.
But if JK can do that, which is do everything, all the little things that JK is able to do, well, now all of a sudden we got action. Guru voice.
Yes, we do.
And you did that earlier.
No, yeah, that's
on the show thread.
That's kind of how I felt at the end of the game. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's nothing that they can't do. Doesn't mean they will.
Yeah.
But everything is on the table now.
And here's the Kuminga play that Draymond was referencing. He drives into the middle, and he's got room to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can rise and fire from 12, but he instead, he terminates the dribble. Whoop! Out to Moses. Open. 3.
Splash.
Bang.
Splash. And the Warriors go up by 9. This was in the second quarter.
And that play, just to have that presence of mind to not try to get the ha-ha and try to cook. You know what I mean? Because we all want JK to cook and, you know, the contract and all this.
I don't want JK to cook.
They don't either.
Thank you.
And he made the right play there.
I want the Warriors to cook.
And in that moment, they cooked.
When he plays like that, that to me is cooking.
And he was the sous chef.
That's
and Moses
basketball.
Moody
yes.
was the chef de cuisine. And he got to the paint and he realized that, oh, Moses, boom, straight pass out to Moses. It's, corner 3.
I love what you're saying. There's a maturity level that sometimes is missing from the Kuminga conversation. Like, there aren't 12 different teams on the Warriors where all the players come out and their agent is there and Shams is there with his phone.
Right.
And the ladies are there and the boys are there. The entourage is there. And we're like, all right, what's my team going to do tonight? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to cook. Bleep that.
Right.
I've had enough of that conversation. There are roles to be played. Look at Jimmy Butler. Do you think Butler all of a sudden is like, wait a minute, I'm an NBA one.
Yeah.
Has no problem being the two.
No.
Has no problem scoring 11 points in a big game if that's what you need. The whole game is, this is the Warriors. Can you do what they're asking you to do? And Jonathan did it brilliantly last night. That is cooking.
Yeah.
That's the ha-ha.
Well, watch him cook here. Warriors up 11, 7 minutes to go. And, you know, Steph is coming down the floor and all attention on Steph. JK sets the screen. He rolls and he gets it here, Mark. And he has a chance to drive. LeBron is stepping up.
Beautiful pass, bounce pass to Looney, right?
Exactly.
For a dunk.
So,
yep.
I mean, JK might have wanted to go up and around or over LeBron, but instead, under control, bounce pass, Looney, dunk.
Huge bucket.
Up 13.
Huge bucket with 6.5 to go.
JK, poise, bounce pass, made the right play. It just, those little things, and, you know, I'm hearing all the comments about, yeah, this is the JK we need, and it would be great for that to be the case, but in the moment last night, that was it, bro. JK, for me, he gets a 10 out of 10.
I could not agree more. And you're really going to want to hear what Steph Curry had to say about the Jonathan Kuminga situation. Not just about Jonathan, but the situation. So we'll have that for you coming up next. Your phone call is always welcome. 888-957-9570. That is the number live at Splash. The Warriors and Nuggets getting together tonight, and we're talking it out. Tim Roy's going to stop by as well on his way into the arena. This is Weather and Dips.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.